So, Duberstein, that's a Jewish name, right?
Yes, it is. I was adopted by some lovely Jews.
And you were bar mitzvahed?
Oh, yeah, 3 times. The last time was a few months ago in Atlantic City.
Yeah, but I thought you only got bar mitzvahed once, you know, you're 13 years old.
No. You misunderstood.
What?
It's once every 13 years, you know? You got to recharge the mitzvah, so you always keep your mitzvah kind of full. At capacity. Capacity.
I don't know. So tell me about the groats.
Well, everything I ate tasted like peaches. And I forgot how to multiply. I could subtract, but I couldn't multiply. If I'm f***ing 6 women 3 times a day, 7 days a week, how many times per week am I f***ing? Was it 10? Was it 130? Was it 16? I was tripping out.
That's some weird stuff, man.
You telling me? Danny Duberstein is good at 2 things. That's math and f***ing.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me this week, I have the ever loyal Richard Killiam.
Yes.
Thank you for not abandoning me like women I've stuck my penis in recently and several other characters in my life. Reaction there. Yeah, thanks for the off-mic laugh. You can listen to us every Saturday at www.fcac.org/WEBR, and archives of the show are found at inpapasbasement.com.
Is anyone still listening after the 15 minutes of Cat Stevens?
Yeah, they might as well have been playing the friggin' Spock song about Frodo, for all I know. But, yeah, you can listen live, and you can call at 703-560-TALK if you are so inclined. If you so want to bring the ruckus that way.
Call.
Okay, Rich, thanks for chewing gum on air. You have set a tone of professionality that I try to bring.
Is that a bad thing? Nobody told me that was a bad thing.
That I try to bring.
Is that bad? Is that against the rules?
Try to bring it to my every radio show, even though we're on an S public access station and do not get paid for this. So you flipping through your CDs on air is captivating.
Well, I want to get to, for all the loyal listeners of the show, I wanted to, and I don't have it, never mind.
What were you going to play?
Well, there was that one CD of the mix CD that somebody made for me in college, and we had
Rich had a guy who was sexually interested in him and tried to pick him up like any nerd man would.
I don't think so. But
by giving a mix CD to Rich.
The mix CD was
funny. Okay, put down the CD binder.
I'm looking for the CD and...
Too late.
It's not in
Too
here.
Late. Show prep to be done before show, not during. Them's the breaks.
Well, no, it's supposed to be in that case, but all right, so...
Them's the breaks.
Yeah, that's no good.
All right, so we're going to dissect a...
Maybe it's here, because we listened to like one track.
I don't think so.
Oh.
It's gone if it was here. People steal like, they go ape with any swag lying around this place.
Why do they do that, John? Why do they steal? Why are people like that?
Oh, Rich. Shall we get to the crux of the show?
That's my impression of Mrs. Papa Giorgio.
Oh, yeah. No, my mom's pretty impression terrible. Will be throttling my ass when I get home later today, having taken out my new car without valid registration.
Well, I drove the car that's quote-unquote without insurance, but actually it was just like the bill had appeared in our mailbox.
We are both scofflaws right now.
Yeah.
An uninsured car,
no,
me with bad place.
That's what's so insane. My mom was like, yeah, I didn't pay the bill. Like, the bill is here, therefore it's uninsured. I'm like, did you get a notice saying you haven't paid and your insurance has been terminated? She's like, no, but I didn't pay the bill yet.
Oh, we both have neurotic Mediterranean moms. We don't have to get into this.
Wow. Like,
yeah, they're insane. I mean, I've got plates that look like they're good through 11, but somehow I'm going to get a ticket this one day where I'm driving with plates that aren't technically supposed to be on that car.
But Mediterranean is supposed to be the opposite. You're supposed to... Let me tell you. I've been there.
It's, okay. Tell me. Tell me, wise man of the world.
There are rules, but... yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Not really, but...
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas!
There we go.
What's that from?
Oh, your favorite show, Family Guy.
Oh, I love that show.
Ah, so funny. All right, so...
They really let the jokes sink in.
So let's... let's hash out what's been going on in the world of John. For the past week.
Everybody
God, can you
world.
Spit out that effing gum? I'm really going to... Come on.
Oh, Well, we don't have your girlfriend here, so I thought I would be like a girl, like a teenager.
No. We will dissect that. Where last we left off, my relationship status was in a bit of a limbo. I thought I was in a casual relationship going toward more of a serious thing, you know?
Casual to serious. We'd
been hooking up for a couple months now, you know, spending multiple hours over there at night. Seemed like I was kind of getting serious, although we hadn't had any talks. Say, you know, it was just established that we'd been dating.
I'm listening.
A couple weeks before. Thanks.
Go on, I'm listening.
God, that is so derailing me, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting turned on or just disgusted, but either way, we've got problems. So the girl had been pulling away after I had the talk where I did establish, hey, we are in a relationship or something. We're at least dating. Can you effing focus?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. Stare.
You're telling me to focus? Can we talk to the listeners about how you go through how you watch a show on TV?
What?
Like what your process is?
What is it?
Like watch the screen for like, I'd say 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as there's like a pause in the dialogue, you like
mm-hmm.
look away
mm-hmm.
and then get up and like take a pee or get your cell phone out, text.
My name isn't on that show.
And the show is like people are talking. It's like, oh, wait, okay, I'll pay attention to this one like line of dialogue. And then there's like a 5-second pause. Okay, I got something else has to take my attention now.
Okay. First from the girl,
like,
now you.
Like little mouse in the, like a little mouse in the cage. It's like you put a piece of cheese. Or it's like my dog, Bison.
I love the French, yeah, the fruity French name your dog has, Bison. It's Bison.
A.K.A. Bison, yeah. And, you know, he's playing with a toy, and then he's, like, obsessed with it. He won't say it. Then you throw it, like, somewhere he can't get to. He's just like, I need another toy.
Okay, that's me. I am Bison.
That metaphor didn't work at all.
I am Bison. All right, so this girl's got a bit of a commitment issue. We'd kind of established that as well.
The other thing you have in common with him is going down on me.
Yeah, okay. That's for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, why not? It's already done. Don't have a dump button. Already done.
It's done. It's done.
Okay, so chilling with the girl in question, we have the talk. You know, we have this talk where she asks, what are we? Are we even dating? And I establish, yes, why wouldn't we be dating? We spend at least a day a week together, sometimes two.
Are we official?
We're hooking up all the time. Yeah, exactly. Wieners are going into things. We're dating as far as I'm concerned, right, Rich?
What do you think, Veronica?
Would you...
I had a party once, Rich, with a bunch of dildos.
Just have a conversation with me, Rich. It's all the radio show is. Just have a conversation.
Well, I'm just talking to our guest, Veronica. Hi.
We don't have Veronica in studio. As uncanny as that.
What do you mean? This is Veronica.
As uncanny as that impersonation may be, we do not have Veronica in
studio. I'm discovering I'm late to my career as a vocal impressionist.
Yeah, you are mimic extraordinaire.
Kind of like Billy West. He had like another career, and then he's like, oh, wait, I'm awesome at this vocal.
And I will do the voice of Stimpy and a McNugget, among other things, and the Cheerios B.
The Cheerios B, really?
Cheerios B is Billy West.
Okay.
All right, so Rich, talk to me. Level with me.
What?
If you've been spending at least a couple days a week with a girl for a couple months, pretty much you're, let's say, this thing called oral that the kids, they refer to it as thus. That is happening a lot. A lot of oral. Little bit of hide the tip. A lot of hide the tip.
Hide the tip.
Yeah. Enough where I was very, very relieved when I learned she had a period going this week. Yeah.
Relieved.
Yeah. Yeah, those aren't steel-clad pipes down there, brother. You can definitely be a little leaky. I've managed to do some bad, bad things with just the leaking at the tip.
Oh, right. Your paranoia with pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, I got MacGyver sperm. They'll get through anything.
Okay.
They'll do it. They'll do it, and they'll ruin me, just like everything else in my life.
They'll use a screwdriver.
Turn it against me. Yeah, exactly. They'll use a screwdriver, poke right through the...
Right through the walls.
Exactly. Saw right through there. Your diaphragm be damned. So, you know, she, after this talk, gets quiet, and suddenly, where we were talking an hour or so
a night...
Well,
you gotta explain. She wanted to move to L.A., with you.
This came a little later.
Oh, okay.
This came a little later. So after she's pulled away, she's talking to me less. We're not hanging as much. She's, you know, like, I'm tired. I don't think I want to hang out.
I'm tired. I have a headache.
I've got a headache. Yeah, the headache line was literally used on me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's when I knew we were on a sinking ship. That's when I knew that we had brushed up against an iceberg and things were worse than I thought. And yeah, so I call a couple days later, and I'm like, look, we need to talk. What the hell's going on? And I get the line.
Can we talk?
I'm getting more of a friend's vibe out of all this. Getting more of a friend's vibe.
I've heard this before, but okay.
This happens to you a lot too, like, right?
What, the friends?
Yeah.
No, man, the first time I got the friend's vibe was, that was, I told you that that time a couple months ago that was very memorable. It was like the first time in years. I mean, for me, the friend's vibe kind of ends like somewhere in college.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the let's just be friends line. That was like maybe my second time ever.
Oh, really? Because I got it a lot when I was younger. Like in high school when you'd be like, can you go to homecoming with me? Well, let's be friends.
Wow. Yeah. There is nothing quite so emasculating as let's just be friends. I forgot the sting of I'm getting more of a friend's vibe, especially if it's gone all the way. You know, it's like,
well, that's kind of like, I've never gotten that after it's gone all the way. Well, I've gotten the breakup and then let's break up and we'll still remain friends. And I'll just be like, haha, yes, we are friends. We are very friendly. Let's hang out. Never. Again.
No, no. This was just tons of hooking up, you know, tons of. Her going down left and right, and I mean, what, did my semen suddenly start to taste friendly and not romantic?
So, I mean, you should have just been like, so with benefits?
Well, this was kind of established a couple days later, after we had this talk, where she's like, I just want to be friends, and I live the dream, and for once, instead of playing Fonzie and just acting like I'm too cool for the chick, and I go, yeah, baby, that's all right, and just hang up. I kind of pull that, and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, you know what?
You're the one. You're the one for me.
No, 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 no. There was no one talk. I was just like, you know what? I'm not letting this bitch slide.
Whoa.
And I call her back.
Hey, now.
And I just say, you know what? This isn't your fault. This is my fault. You're very open about effing around and being a flake. Yeah, this was me picking. This is me being the boy who picks up a snake, and the snake says, "I won't bite you," and then the snake bites him. And
maybe she just wanted to be friends with benefits. That's all it was. What's wrong with that? Just admit that you're a softy.
Oh, that I need the relationship.
Yeah.
I would at least like to know with the friends with benefits thing that it's kind of an exclusive thing, so I don't have to wear condoms.
Well, I don't think friends with benefits can ever be exclusive.
See, I want
anybody who would do that is obviously
would do it with other guys.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
there's
they've got like four friends.
There's little enough keeping anyone from cheating on anyone normally.
That's about how I feel.
If you've set up, we're gonna cheat on each other.
Yeah,
we're not exclusively dating, and you expect them to be. Nah, come on, get out of here.
I know. I'm a naive son of a bitch. But I wanted some degree of exclusivity to it. But instead, as soon as, you know, I chew her out and I say, hey, you're a flake and I think you've got horrible intimacy issues, I pretty much let loose with the things that were actually on my mind instead of bottling it up.
It's
for
like
once.
A scene from Closer.
Yeah, except it doesn't involve Natalie Portman.
Did you like him? Did you like it?
Yes, and it tasted sweeter than yours. That is my impeccable Julia Roberts impression.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Sounds like Ed Asner.
I thought it was Clive Owen, but okay.
Yeah, Clive's going down on Jude Law. That's the twist in the unrated
that's
version.
Maybe should have been.
Just everyone's effed everyone.
Yeah.
Even the cameraman's getting a little.
I mean, Jude Law, that's the guy, you know. You don't have to be really gay to eff him. You just be like.
You could just be curious.
Yeah.
A little tipsy.
He's a curious guy, you know.
Hey, Jude Law's hand, why not?
You can, like, tell your buddies, like, ah, it's Jude Law. Oh, okay.
That's cool,
man.
Whatever. I don't think that's... I think it has to be a really manly guy to be less gay, at least in America. I think so. But, like if you're, like, it was Arnold in his prime. It was
dude,
like,
that's, like, the gayest thing ever, because it's, really? Like, really manly.
I don't know about that.
Like, if the closer it is to a woman, the less...
Oh,
right?
Is that the logic?
Because it's, like, almost a woman, you know?
No, I think that's a little fruitier. I think if you're,
really?
Like, dude, you
that
ever
see... That makes no sense to me.
Really?
I mean, none of it makes any sense to me.
Yeah,
but...
I don't mean either. But I think, like, if you were in, like, 1987, and you're like, dude, you ever watch Commando? Yeah, I effing loved that movie. Guess what? Arnold just banged me. Maybe you could slide that in under the wire. I don't know.
That's horrible. I'm going to cry. Really? Wow.
I don't know.
Arnold.
Arnold just
this
did
just
me.
It hurts, man.
Ach, yeah.
Ach, yeah.
Ach, yeah. That is Arnold climaxing.
Listening to Straight John and Straight Richard.
Lutz!
No, I don't know.
The three people out there that watch Bruno.
Yeah.
Lutz.
Did it not make a lot of money? It wasn't the Avatar of 2009.
I did not do that well. I know. A movie,
it should have been in 3D.
A movie based around graphic homosexuality, not really mobilizing the Christian South into watching it.
I could think of some scenes that would be good in 3D, though.
Yeah, definitely had some good stuff.
The, like, across-the-room penetration.
That's really what leapt into my head, too. The little Asian guy in the slingshot.
Put your glasses on now.
Yeah, glasses on now.
Ach, y'all, put your glasses on. It's Zwei D. Oh, no, that's two.
Ein, zwei, drei.
It's in 3D.
3D. Okay. But, yeah, man. Yeah, so we do our talk. I chew her out, and oh, my God, she actually starts blowing up my phone later that day, actually trying to pursue this let's be friends. You're my friend. We're good friends. I miss how we talk together.
How high did your voice go in pitch when yelling at her?
It's a very low, controlled yell. It's what I plan to use with my wife whenever she gets out of line.
I've never gotten this.
Oh, it's reserved just for women.
Really?
Whenever I get mad at men, it's like, my voice gets up and animated.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I get mad at women, I just, like, get the steely gaze, and I'm just like, you stupid, see you in Toledo. You really are a dumb piece of... It's just this very measured clip, and I'm just saying mean things slowly enough that I can think of the next mean thing to put it out there.
Interesting.
Thank you.
That's a lot of control.
Yeah. No, you can never let them see you get too fired up. Then you've lost.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you hit them then afterwards?
If it's
lost or won?
If it's a slow punch.
Oh, I see.
That's okay.
Not funny. Not fun.
Whatever.
Not funny.
Just...
We're not laughing.
I am.
Sorry, Lydia. Or who's the woman who called? Does she still call?
This hot Spanish broad.
I
gotta
apologize
hot,
to all the loyal listeners.
The hot
that have
chick
missed that
daughter.
Have missed Richard for several weeks now.
Yeah, Rich has been too busy doing what? Rich, what have you been doing that was too big for the show?
A lot of stuff. I've been stuff. You know,
toss out a few things that are
stuff.
Too big for the show.
You know, I went to Pandora.
Oh, okay. And you've been depressed ever since you left your Navi brothers.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. I connected my tentacles in my ponytail to someone else's tentacles.
That sounds very intimate. How was it?
How real? Nobody's going to get this, but how real is that, the sex scene from Avatar that, like, Colbert read out on his show?
That is 100% legit.
For anybody who missed it, like, I
that
guess
is 100% legit.
Apparently there's a sex scene from Avatar on the internet.
There is a cut sex scene from Avatar.
Because I didn't know about that, but he read it and I was like, that sounds like exactly like... what it would have been.
That is what Cameron would work up to. Yeah, you see these tentacles, they apparently let you connect to things. For those who haven't seen the movie, everyone has these stupid ponytails, and then they...
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, it's like they yank on their ponytail to pull back the foreskin or whatever. And
foreskin?
These tentacles pop out, and it's how they, like, plug into horses that they ride, or flying dragons, or whatever the F they have on planet Fagzilla, wherever they live. And that's how they bone, too, apparently. You stick your tentacles into someone else's tentacles, and there you go. You're screwing.
I like it. I wish they would have been in it, because the whole time I was watching the movie, you know, I've got the very critical eye.
Yes.
Very, you know, I'm looking at the movie. I'm paying attention to what's the artistic details, a.k.a. I'm obsessed with
wanting to bang Michelle Rodriguez.
No. Oh. The fact that, like, they're... Their crotches are, like, out in the open. Like, they've got this little thin film of CGI.
Oh, they have
the
very little
area.
In the genital area.
And I'm trying to think, like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
The guys, it's just flapping around. Girls are almost seeing it. And plus, it's so human-like that, like, the woman, like, you can see the actual curve down into, like, where stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, and where the Hello Kitty is.
And it's just, like,
is.
A little tiny strap. And it's like, what exactly is that covering, you know? Like, I'm waiting for – trying to see under the CGI, you know, as if you're going to sneak a peek.
As
like,
if they,
my instincts are so ingrained.
Yeah, they animated a boner into it, like a friggin', you know, Little Mermaid or something.
Right.
No, these aren't perverted Disney artists.
But that would explain that the fact that it looks so empty down there is that they don't even have genitals. They actually got like a Ken doll, you know?
Maybe they actually, like sperm into the tentacles or whatever.
Yeah, that would make sense.
God, that is creepy. But yeah, that's how they bone in Avatar. There's the sex scene where they're kind of rolling around, and you see, like, what? I'd say a minute of rolling around?
Well, no, you see a kiss, mm-hmm. and the kiss kind of turns into, like, a mounting.
Yeah.
which actually does kind of speak of genitals.
And then they kind of stop short because apparently...
Well, it's so obviously cut off. It's like watching it on ABC or something.
Yeah.
It's just like it starts and they're like, cut to the rainforest or whatever.
It's right after he says, I came back through time for you, Sarah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it reminds me of that scene where
dun,
they're
dun,
like,
dun,
holding
dun,
hands.
Dun, dun, dun. On piano. That's all soft. That's how they bone. The Terminator scores on piano.
That's right, that's right. And then you see the slow motion of the hands.
The hands grasping each other. When I was a little kid, I thought that was like necessary for sex. The 80s slow hand clasp.
It does happen a lot.
Have you ever gone back and watched 80s boning?
What do you mean?
I only do the hand grab, by the way, if I'm pinning someone else's hands kind of above them we're doing it.
Really?
Yeah. What, you don't remember? Hi-oh. Yeah.
What's the number to call in again?
703-560-TALK, if you want your hands proverbially pinned above your head.
I think the lack of Veronica means one caller's not going to call in.
Oh, the guys who are J-O-ing, as they call us?
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay.
What lack of Veronica?
Oh, God, okay. So let's get back to... We'll solve this Joel friends
here.
Issue.
Hey, this is Joel.
Here, I'll do a rich Joel impression. This is Joel, sports, sports, sports.
I didn't say that.
You were waiting to.
I was waiting to.
Okay, so Rich, she really is blowing up my phone, and she's going on and on about, I really want to be friends, and I got you all kinds of Christmas presents.
Christmas presents?
Got you all kinds of Christmas presents, and I want to give them to you. We'll hang out. You'll get all the presents you want.
See, what I'm saying, that because you told me you went off on her.
I did.
But it wasn't yelling, so it's just kind of talking. If you're not yelling... There's no rupture. There's no...
She could tell I was angry, but there was no yelling.
It's like dating the Terminator.
There's a subtle line to be walked here. So I show up at her place after one of my XM shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her a little present, too. I got her a book. There you go.
A book? You really did?
I got her a book.
You got her a present?
I got her a book.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You got her a present?
I did. I couldn't show up empty-handed in that situation.
Yes, you could.
I'm not Richard Killiam.
Wait, was this like the day after Christmas?
Oh, this is like 2 weeks after.
Isn't that kind of late?
Yeah. we roll like that.
Okay.
So I show up, and I don't really see the point of anything at this point if there's not going to be hooking up. So I immediately just start kissing her and grabbing the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not rebuffed in any way whatsoever.
This is what friends do.
There's a little bit of, whoa, friends do this from her. Like, I think those were the exact words, and I just kind of ignored it and kept doing it.
That's pretty funny.
I thought you'd like that.
Friends do this?
Friends do this, and I
Yes, yes, they do.
Yeah, I didn't even want to acknowledge such silliness on her part. So we fooled around for a couple hours that evening. And then I got a S-load of presents out of her. They're all nice and heartfelt, and they probably added up dollar-wise to more than I spent on her present, which is how you can tell I really won. And since then...
How much does she weigh?
The creature in question weighs 120-ish.
120-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's buck 5'3", 120.
5'3", shorter than me.
She's tiny. Her little sister refers to her as stumpy-limbed.
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 Couldn't see that from the Facebook pictures.
Wouldn't go quite so far as to call her
stumpy. Look tall on the Facebook
stumpy.
Pictures.
No. That would be a nice perk. But would alas, it would. I can swing tall. I like tall.
Yeah, it's fun, but I guess.
I'm going to wait for you to finish yawning.
Yawning indicates a change of state, not necessarily tired.
Okay. I'm down with that. So she got real fired up after we do our fooling around about the idea that we are going to move to California together.
Mm.
I make no secret that I...
California.
Thank you. Hold on. Let's do that again. I've made no secret that I'd like to move to California someday.
California.
I
love
the
peace.
What the hell are you saying? You're actually singing...
Not the Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Yeah. I thought I was going to get the OC. California, here we come, right back where we started. Do you not know this?
I've never watched the OC. I'm actually a man.
Okay. You talk for 5 seconds while I find this theme, and you're going to listen to it and love it. Slow internet.
So John
internet.
Is a homosexual slow because internet. He watches The OC.
I can still hear you.
However, I have known one guy who was really into The OC, and it grossed me out, but...
Had some hot TNA in the day.
Isn't it just like a soap opera?
Yeah, but
like
it had...
Like 90210 in the...
I don't think this is it. This is not it at all. YouTube, how dare you?
Sounds good, though.
Okay.
Maybe it's like the full version of the song.
No, this isn't it.
He's going to ride in the big jet plane.
Here's two asshats sitting in their high school auditorium. Why are you coming back? Okay, we'll take one more shot at getting it. Come on. And the audio's been deleted
like
from this
it.
One. I love YouTube. YouTube's awesome. YouTube has not been neutered and is a corporate whore now.
I like YouTube.
It's okay.
Depends for what.
But this girl, where stability is an issue, to say the least, you know? She wants to move to Cali.
Well, we gotta paint a picture for the listeners here of what she looks like, though.
What the girl in question looks like. She's 5'3", pretty in shape. She's a fitness instructor, long brownish hair.
Fitness instructor, that's her job, fitness instructor.
Yeah, she's a fitness instructor. And
she instructs fitness.
She instructs fitness. She tells fitness what to do.
Have you seen Burn After... Well, never mind. All right, go on.
Okay, thank you. She's got a good full rack going. Nice full C, I'd say.
Oh, I'm not interested in that.
Oh, really? Mm. What are you like? How many inches?
I like the brain. What's in the brain?
Good brain. Clever girl. A little bit in the daddy issue department, but right, hey, right. Aren't they all? All
right.
All right? We still going here?
I'm just...
Looking at yourself on the camera?
Veronica's probably listening, so...
Oh, okay. Okay. Just
call in any time, Veronica.
She's kind of got the bullet nip thing going, too. I don't know if you're a fan of that. Yeah. I enjoy it.
I don't know. I guess I'm not I don't know.
It gives you something else to stare at other than cleavage when looking at the top area, the topular region.
Mm.
You can look there. It's something else.
I'm happy just to see anything these days, so.
Spoken like a true winner. Mm. Spoken like a true champ at life.
I don't have nipple preferences. As long as there's no clamps over them, but that's a...
You know what? We're going to abort.
That's my anti-preference.
We're going to abort our talk in a bit and get to you hooking up, but only in a couple.
Oh.
Long story short, she's cute, man, but Rich, would you ever go with someone where you've pretty much broken up with them, they still want to stay in the picture as a friend, and label the whole experience that you shared together as a friendship instead of anything else? And
I just don't understand anything about this whole thing is like a Rorschach painting. Like it's just
like
the Rorschach painting of relationships. Like it's just like a bunch of stuff is happening. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The woman is saying like friends do this and then
friends do this. We're hooking up and yet she's talking about a guy who just got her number.
Yeah, this is just
while
weird.
I'm doing things to her vagular region. It's
I think there's a lot of missing pieces that I'm not getting.
Really?
Because you're just either ignoring them or...
Probably ignoring them, man.
Assuming that, like, they're a given.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever vibes you're giving to her, you know, that's the missing piece.
Okay.
Like, whatever she... Like, because I don't know if she's testing you, if she's just a whore, if she's just doesn't give a crap.
I think it's always safe to assume...
It's all interpretation.
Yeah, option two out of that list. Okay. Always, always. They're just dirty.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's a safe basis to roll out, but...
I also always assume, like, any woman is out for the long haul. Like, she wants to know what the future is. They're always asking you, as soon as you start dating women, they're always like, where are we? What are we doing? What do we represent? What's our future?
I think you've got some real psychos who got some real damage that don't swing that way.
I've never encountered that. Like, because I always think I do, and I'm like, this girl's cool. This girl's just in it for the moment, and we'll see what happens, just like what I do, because I don't plan for anything in life.
Yeah.
It works out great. And and then, like, you know, as soon as, like, something actually happens, they're just like, let's talk about what we are and what we're going to.
I sound like I fulfill that role.
And I'm just like,
am I the girl?
Why? Yeah, I guess, dude.
Am I the girl? What the hell happened
Maybe,
here?
Man. Maybe you're actually Ted from How You Met Your Mother.
Oh, I'm looking for the one.
You're looking for the one.
Looking for the one.
You're that guy.
Well, the potential one he met was Rachel Bilson, who was on the OC for 3 seasons, and I really wanted to put stones to.
Which show? Because every show is a different, quote unquote, the one.
The one. That's pretty funny right there. But 100th episode.
Oh, the one that was like last week?
Yeah, Big Rack, Brunette.
I'm sure all your listeners watch this show. It's so relevant.
Like only you know this damn show.
Yeah, I mean, every supporting cast member on that show is just ridiculously hot. Like,
good-looking actresses?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, okay, but I mean, like, Seinfeld had some, like, okay girls.
Seinfeld had a lot of piggish girlfriends when you get right down to it.
Nah, not piggish. Like, but, like, compared to Seinfeld, they were always hot, but, like...
They were, well... I always felt that you would look at them on the show and very rarely were you like, oh, God, I want to bang that. I'd drink her bathwater. But then you'd see them in Maxim like 4 years later and it was like, this is Jerry's girlfriend who opened pickles and strained. And he could see her rectum contract and it disgusted him. And she'd look, you know, she'd look like a goddamn nine or something. You'd be like, nice, nice.
Well,
but on the show,
like
it was nothing
Maxim.
Astounding.
I don't know. It might be like a question of makeup and stuff, but on How I Met, man, I'm saying like down to like, it's not even like, oh, this is the girl Ted's dating this week. It'll be like the girl that gets hit on at a bar and has like one line or just like walks by. Like they're all hot.
It's just all it's quality absurd. Ass.
It's absurd. Like they're really hot if you stop to look, especially because you could like look at the Bandcamp girl next to them and you're just like, whoa.
Oh, Allison Hannigan.
Yeah.
God, she is a grody, pasty little creature.
I like her, man. She's a great actress and stuff. But I remember I pissed off some broad in France because she was like, she's getting this. She's so cute. She's so cute. And I'm like, oh, she's ugly. And the girl just like looked at me with that look like, I'm no longer your friend.
You can't call that girl ugly. She's so innocent and all American.
I know. I felt bad afterwards.
Like a lot of girls are actually going to measure themselves by that bar.
I didn't mean to say ugly, but a lot of times you overreact when the girl's like, oh, she's so hot. She's so cute. It's great. You know? And I'm
yeah.
just like, whoa.
Let's not get carried away. Yeah.
She's a good actress.
But... Look at the dirty tramp NPH is banging this week. That's hot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, every girl like NPH is with is just, like, amazing looking.
I feel so weird even hearing that line. Every girl NPH is with. I just want to scream, not in real life. Not in real life.
He's the only gay actor to ever pretend to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
Never happens.
Yeah. Not at all.
when he's inspired by all the straight actors. Tom Cruise, John Travolta. That was great.
I do need some Bruno clips for the show, man. I really, goddamn, that has some good laughs.
Yeah, it was solid. We were really paying attention to it when we watched it.
Yeah, I've already seen it.
Yeah.
Shut up. Stop judging. We were playing a certain thing, a certain other closeted behavior we engage in.
This is great radio. Where's the caller, the lady caller? Did she stop calling?
Yeah, she talked to us that one time you're on the air. Lady right, callers.
She had like a daughter.
Lady callers, please call in at 703-560-TALK.
Or the weird guy with the accent.
Yeah, I'll
Did
even,
he call in every time still?
He's been a couple times since, yeah. Weird guy with accent
Amazing.
Will also take you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think you had some callers, kind of some weird callers, though, a couple weeks ago, that you know, like southern accent, I think.
Really?
I don't know who that was, yeah. I heard
really?
Listening to the show.
Was it it sounded like something the Master Mimic that I'm sitting across from might have
no,
come up with.
No, I would never do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty brilliant. Pretty brilliant when you wanted to hear about Merlin Turpin's football.
What Turpin's
football? Merlin Turpin's.
Merlin Turpin's.
Merlin Turpin's.
That's a team, right? Merlin Turpin's?
The Terrapins, yes.
The Terrapins.
The Terrapins.
They're not the Turpins?
The Turpins.
Isn't there a Turpins team?
Turpins.
Did I just totally make that up?
That's just the ugly Maryland accent when applied to Terrapins.
Oh, okay.
Like Baltimore's Baltimore.
So I have heard it before.
Yeah. Carolyn is Curlin.
Oh, God. That's a... Oh, yeah, okay.
Lovely. Language of love, that Baltimore accent.
B-more.
Language of love. B-more. The only place that scares the living hell out of me. Maybe Detroit would, too.
A lot of good people from there, though, man. John Waters.
John Waters is good, folks.
Some other,
The Wire. Gotta like The Wire. Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Natty Beau Beer.
We can talk about sports. I have a sports question.
Nah, we're free and clear. I mean, I will be
no,
looking
but I do,
at sports.
I do have a sports question.
Okay, what's your sports question? I mean, is it how many blue men are in a cryptic command? What's the joke here?
Oh, I don't know what any of that means.
As I sneak in our Magic the Gathering reference for the day.
That is adult. No, I found a bunch of baseball cards in my closet. I want to sell them, but
Okay.
I've got a feeling they're probably not going to be worth that much.
Probably not.
Were baseball cards just worth quote unquote a lot when we were kids, and in adult terms, they're actually worth S?
No, I mean, good rookies are still worth a couple hundy, easy, even from our era.
Really? From like the 90s and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, at least like 50.
Because
like,
I think
Upper Deck brand cards, I think, were worth a lot.
Oh, it depends on the brands?
Yeah, you can have some real crap. Some real dregs that aren't...
I remember having a lot of Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. is probably worth a lot from back then. I had a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie. I don't know where the hell it is. It's probably worth 100 or so right now.
No way.
Yeah. It was worth like 50 when I was a little kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I might not have those brands. Because I didn't get a lot of Upper Deck cards. I don't know why.
Because your parents hated you, Rich. Hated you as a child, and they hate you now.
I don't even know how I had the money for all these. I have a lot of baseball cards. It's kind of shocking. It was like 8 or something.
You into cards. That is a interesting,
Well, baseball concept. Cards of all things, man. Like, I would sit there and watch the World Series because I had all the cards of the people or whatever.
That is a bass-ackwards way of getting into a sport. I collected your card. I'll watch you on TV now.
Yeah, baseball cards are huge when you were a kid, man. Nobody was actually into baseball. They were just into the cards.
I guess. I was into both, man. I loved baseball as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just remember everyone pretending to be into it and just being, like, into the cards.
No, I effing loved baseball.
I remember Mark McGwire being big when I was a kid, and now he's... And now I've learned that my youth is corrupted because he was on steroids.
Yeah, and that has forced you into a life of crime.
Yeah, it's corrupted my youth because he was my icon.
Dreams shattered.
And my friend who at the lunch table said, "My cousin's Mark McGwire." And I said,
"Really?
Really? Wow." And then everyone laughed.
And at that moment, you learned you were gay. All right, Rich, we got... 3:51. We've done a good half hour.
Well, it was amazing.
It's more than the folks deserve.
They don't deserve anything.
Really? They give me
nobody
money.
Even called in to give you advice on your convoluted, nonsensical relationship.
Yeah, story. Give me 30 seconds worth of relationship advice, even though it's just degenerated into her saying weird things to me that are completely inappropriate, like, "Hey, we just broke up, but let's go to L.A. And then me retaliating with calling her a flake and saying I would never live with her in a million years. It's great. It's like being married. But I don't get laid, so it's like being married.
Ring, ring.
Yeah. Oh, and I watched...
Hello, I have relationship advice for you.
I'll give you a real funny story we can go out on.
Okay, what?
I watched The Book of Eli last night.
Is that like some new movie?
Yeah, that is a Denzel Washington post-apocalyptic type
Denzel!
Thing. Thank you for your overt racism.
What?
Was that supposed to sound like Denzel?
What racism?
What word?
I don't know. I just, you know.
So I had to get picked up for this event. Mm. And no, I'm not going to tell the story. I can't tell the story.
Oh, yeah. Now you have to.
Can I? Okay.
Now you have to.
So I got picked up in style by a friend, because this is what friends do together.
Uh-huh.
I
go to the movies, yeah.
Yeah, I was picked up by my friend.
According to going after...
In her Hummer, you know, yeah. Stylish ride.
Oh, her
Hummer, yeah, because my car's plates are still not legit.
She's a Hummer? Who is this bride? Is this Schwarzenegger's daughter?
Yeah, oh, God, that would be... If she's legal, that would be fun. I'd love to marry into the Schwarzenegger family.
That would be kind of amazing.
Are you kidding me? Like me calling you like, "Dude, you'll never guess what I'm wearing. The mask from Predator. What's up?"
I mean, you think he just has this stuff in his basement?
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, you just get drunk and be like, "Oh, that's the suit from Running Man." You know, take Twitter pictures of you wearing it or something. It'd be awesome. You kidding me? Man. But so we go watch the movie, and then we go back to get dropped off at my house, which some could also legally call my mom's house.
Legally, yeah.
Okay. Legally. Mm-hmm. And I proceeded to receive a job of the manual variety.
Ah, she went skiing.
Yeah, she went one-handed skiing, and I think what was most troubling about the skiing is about halfway through the hill ride down, I noticed her eyes were going toward my mom's door as if she were afraid the ski patrol instructor was going to come out of the cabin and catch us skiing at an inappropriate time.
Like the door was open?
No, but the light was on. The cabin light was on, so maybe the ranger...
Is this in a closed room, like in a bedroom?
Or no, this was in the Hummer.
Oh, Yes. Jesus.
And we were both gazing over at
the
door.
So in the Hummer, I'm
in the Hummer.
Do I even need to finish?
In the Hummer, yeah. Skiing took place.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a lovely hill.
You didn't like look at her and say, "We are in a Hummer."
I pretty much tried everything I could, and let's just say we were going to stick to the bunny slips that night.
It is the name of the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to.
God, this show changes its tone so much without Veronica here.
I just wanted.
What? I'm here.
you know it. That's what friends do, apparently. Friends.
Yeah. So you're friends with this girl from last night, right?
Yeah, we're friends. This is what friends do. So, hey, Rich.
Well, I can only hope both girls are listening and are about to call in.
That'd be nice. That would not make this awkward at all.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, silly fun. So let's get in my car, 703. Buddy. 5-6-0 talk. But we're punching out, so Squire can actually get his full time for once.
Oh.
I'll play a peep show.
Sorry, folks.
I'll play a peep show to make you happy.
Oh, it'll make me happy.
Okay.
And it'll make all our listeners
Screw
happy.
The listeners. That's the motto on Papa's Basement. All right, folks. You've been listening to Papa's Basement, a special short lazy edition because we got here late. Again, you can find archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com. Listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at www.fcac.org/WEBR. I'm John Papa Giorgio, and Rich Killiam. Are you still Rich Killiam?
Yeah, you didn't say my whole name.
Okay.
I don't want to be associated with this show.
Okay, and we will punch out with some peep show. Take care.
Ah, there she is, leaving with the one. Not a bad weekend, all told. Got myself a girlfriend, had the best sex of my life, did my bit to delay the dawning of the age of Aquarius with my trusty friend the house brick. She's giving me the finger. The one is giving me the finger. Ah yes, that's more like it. The one is gone. The familiar gut punch of pain and confusion is back. Hello, old friend.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.